The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Welcome to Resilient Butterfly, the podcast for the people who are just as confused about life as I am. I'm your host, Nay, full-time nursing student, dog mom, and gym junkie, who is here to share my own mistakes and hardships to maybe guide you on how to make your life a little easier. I'm here to share what tools I use to have an uplifting outlook on life, and how I keep in touch with my spirituality, despite how messed up the universe may seem. Let's learn and grow together. Oh, hello, hello. Welcome to the first episode of Resilient Butterfly. I am so thankful to have you listeners taking a part of this 10-part episode series with me, and I really hope you guys enjoy this process as much as I do making these episodes. So for this first episode, I wanted to really start off with an introduction as to what exactly is Resilient Butterfly and what is resilience. I think it is very important to establish a basic foundation and a definition as to what resilience is, because I believe the idea of resilience carries on throughout these episodes. So I thought it would be a good idea to start every episode with a quote. So our first quote is going to be from Johnny Lamb from Twitter at Lambster525. So the quote is, "To love yourself doesn't mean you think every inch of your body is perfect. It means you accept your imperfections and no longer spend every waking moment criticizing yourself." So feel free to sit with this for a moment and allow yourself to interpret, what exactly does this quote mean to you and how does it make you feel? To me, I believe this quote means that I could do all these things, and at the end of the day, there will always be flaws and there will always be imperfections because, you know, we're human. Nothing is perfect, but the beauty within it all is finding the perfection in the imperfections, if that makes sense. And once you become at peace with that, then you won't spend every waking moment nitpicking all these little things that you feel are flaws. Because we're all perfectly imperfect at the end of the day. And so, what is Resilient Butterfly exactly? Resilient Butterfly is a sense of coming out of metamorphosis and blossoming into this higher self, I should say. That's where the whole butterfly part comes, and resilient, you know, overcoming, facing adversity. And I believe combining resilient with butterfly is a perfect combination. And here I go talking about perfection when our quote of the day talked about perfection. But, you know, that's just my opinion, of course. And to me, Resilient Butterfly is, like I said, like this metamorphosis into becoming this higher self. Wanting to achieve inner peace, but also being able to explore all your insecurities and finding what truly makes you you. And in this, you know, world that we live in, we're constantly dealing with problems. And when we choose to focus on all the negative things, it can become very overwhelming. And that's why you want to break out and be this resilient butterfly. So I really hope that by this definition of what exactly Resilient Butterfly is, everyone can be their own version of Resilient Butterfly. And It's beautiful. So I wanted to go on to talking a little bit more about what is resilience. What exactly does it mean to be resilient? And how do you embody resilience? According to the American Psychological Association, psychologists define resilience as the process of adapting well in the face of adversity, trauma, tragedy, threats, or significant sources of stress such as family and relationship problems, serious health problems, or workplace and financial stressors. As much as resilience involves bouncing back from the difficult experiences, it can also involve profound personal growth. So now that we have this basis of what resilience is, you might be asking yourself, what is a resilient person? And according to NoBarriersUSA.org, people who are resilient are self-aware, realistic, keep calm under pressure, have empathy, are motivated, optimistic, and have self-control. And I think the next step is how to become resilient. And referring back to the American Psychological Association, embodying resilience means to build connections, and you want to prioritize relationships and join groups, because the best way to connect with others is to share your journey with others and allow people to partake in, you know, what you're experiencing. So that's why the building connections plays a big part in it. Fostering wellness, and this can be through self-care, mindfulness, avoiding negativity, and another one is finding purpose. You want to find your why. Everyone's why is going to be different, but what makes you you? What makes you tick? And embracing healthy thoughts. I think when we're embracing healthy thoughts, we're coming into the realm of, you know, self-affirmations. When you're very stuck on what's negative and you're like, oh my goodness, this day sucks, I feel so ugly, ugh, like in that kind of mood, and you just kind of go like, you know what, like, at least my hair looks good today, or I aced this test, you know, focusing on what is the good that's coming out of these negative thoughts we may be having, and seeking help. I think that seeking help also plays in connection with building connections, because something that I learned is the best way to show your loved ones or those around you that you care for them is allowing them to help you. If you're having a problem, you know, confide in others. There's nothing wrong with that. And the last part is being true to yourself. Authenticity is the best, and you want to be as true to yourself as you can be. So, how exactly do I define resilience, like, within myself? And how do I embody it exactly? You know, I could go on and on talking about resilience is this, resilience is that, but at the end of the day, like, if I can't define it myself, then what the heck, you know? Like, if I can't pull the relevance within to my own life, then who am I to be talking to you about resilience, you know? And I wanted to share a personal story. So back in 2020, at the beginning of this lovely pandemic that we are still dealing with, it was May, I believe, May 2020. My mom had a lump in her arm, and it had been there for a couple months, and we didn't really think much of it. It was very I wouldn't say growing, but it wasn't something that you would really think much of. And I finally convinced her to go get it removed. And just as standard procedure, when you're getting like a mass or a lump removed from your body, they're definitely going to send it to a lab where it can be tested to see if it's cancerous or any sorts of things. But her procedure went very well, and that was the end of it. I picked her up from it when it was over. She didn't have to be put to sleep. They just sliced it off, and that was that. And I would say she got this procedure done on a Tuesday, and by Friday of that week, she got a call from her doctor, and the biopsy had came back, and it was positive for cancer. My mom has non-Hodgkin's follicular lymphoma. That's a mouth word. And it's a slow growing cancer, but at the end of the day, when you're hearing that, you know, someone has cancer, your mom at that, it's really, really, really difficult. I remember when she came and told me, she was with my older sister, and I could see they both had tears in their eyes, and I was just confused. I was working on a final at the time, and I was, again, confused. Like, what the heck is going on, you know? And my mom told me she has cancer. Immediately, I broke down, and I told her, it would have been easier for you to tell me someone had died. But in that moment, I didn't know how to process it. My mom is like my best friend. And prior to 2020, my mom and I didn't have the best relationship either. It had recently just gotten better, and we were in a really good place. And I remember asking the universe, why me? Why did you do this to my family? I felt like everything was just coming to an end, and it was really difficult. And at the time, it was one of my last semesters at community college, and I was getting ready to prepare to apply to transfer for a nursing program. And I kept telling myself, I don't think I can do this. Like, I don't think that I can leave home. I don't know if I can leave my mom. Like, how can you leave when your mom has cancer? And there would be moments where I would just sit in the car and cry because I just didn't know exactly how I was going to overcome this. And I told myself, you know, I think I just shouldn't apply. My dream school was Dominican, where I go now. And I was willing to give that all up because I just didn't know how to deal with my mom having cancer. But I told myself, you know, I am so strong, and my mom is strong, and we can get through this. So I applied, and here I am. Been here for about a year now. If I had let myself overcome to my fears, and my fears were very valid, you know, I wouldn't be where I am today. And I think that is how I'm resilient. I didn't stop myself from doing what I felt was necessary to achieve my dreams. I did it. So I hope that by me sharing my own personal story, that it can give you guys a better idea of what exactly resilience is and how I embody it myself. Maybe we can all just sit and think about it. But that'll be the end for today. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, and And until next time on Resilient Butterfly.